I will now make some diktuk comments. The first pasuk, LeDavid, you will see that there is a line, a pasuk, after the word LeDavid, and a pasuk after Hashem's name. This indicates that you are not to say these words one after another without a pause. You should not say LeDavid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Rather, you must say LeDavid Hashem Oiri V'Yishi. Pasuk Beis, you have a pasuk after the word Olai, which also indicates a slight pause. Bikroiv Olai Mireim. Look at the word Bisori. Now, the trop of Iyav Mishlei and Tehillim, which are called Sifrei Emes, have a different structure of trop. The Tamei HaNegina of Sifrei Emes differ from the other 21 Kisvei HaKodesh. We know in the Kisvei HaKodesh, the Esnachta is the major hefsek in a pasuk. However, in Sifrei Iyav Mishlei and Tehillim, it is the Oile V'Yoyreid. The word Bisari has a trop on top and on the bottom. It has on the sin a yesiv, and on the bottom it has a mercha. The mercha on the bottom comes under the letter which is to be accented, and the yesiv is on top of the previous letter on the top. And this is called the Oile V'Yoyreid, and this is the major divider of a pasuk. When you see an esnachta, you know it also divides a phrase. However, it is not the major division of the pasuk. So when you see Tzarai V'Oyevai Li, yes, that is a hefsek, but it is a minor hefsek compared to the Oile V'Yoyreid. The words at the end of the pasuk, if you noticed, I read Hema Chashalu, a chaf without a dogesh. The Minchas Shai brings down that there is no dogesh, and Hema Chashalu go together. And this, which seems to be a tipicha over here, it does not have the same value as a tipicha that you would have in the chaf aleph kisvei hakodesh. Hema Chashalu v'nafalu go together. In Pasuk Gimel, the words Loi Yira Libi. Take a look at the word Libi. That is a trop of an Oile V'Yoyreid. The Tzuras HaMercha on the bottom, where the main accent is Libi, and the previous letter on top has the Yisiv. So Im Tachane Olai Machane Loi Yira Libi. That is the major hefsek. And then, Im Takum Olai Milchama, which is also a hefsek, but minor. Bezois Ani Voiteach. There is no dogesh in that letter vase. It's Ani Voiteach and not Voiteach. The next pasuk, Dalid, Achas, is separated. A slight pause. We do not say Achas Sho'alti. We say Achas Sho'alti Me'eis Hashem. Oisoh avakesh. Oisoh has a mapik in the hay, and we must hear the hay. Avakesh has the oile v'yoyreid. Pasuk hay. Yitzpineni has a pisik after it, and the word ra'ah has the oile v'yoyreid. Pasuk vav. Al oyevai, the yud has a shivano, oyevai. It is a shivano because it comes after a tenua gedoyla. The ezbecha v'oholoi, no dogesh in the vase. Zivchei sirua. Oshira is mil'el. It is not oshira, it is oshira. Va'azam mira, there is a dogesh in the mem, which makes it a shivano. Va'azam mira, this is a verb in binyan pi'el, where the middle root letter gets a dogesh chazak. Pasuk ches, l'cha has a pasik after it, a slight pause. L'cha, amar libi, Bakishu fanoi. There is a dogesh in the kuf. Bakishu fanoi. That verb also is from binyan pi'el. Posuk tes. Al taster ponecha with a pesik. Al taster ponecha mimeni. Al tat ba'af. There is a slight pause after ba'af. It means, do not turn your servant away in anger. So therefore, you do not want to put the word ba'af together with avdecha. Al tat ba'af, and then avdecha. And avdecha gets the oile v'yoreid. Al titesheni. There's a dagesh in the tes. It is a shvona, because the sherish is nun tes shin, notoish, and the nun is dropped. We compensate for the loss of the nun, and it becomes al titesheni. Pasuk yud. Ki avi v'imi azavuni vadoinoi ya'asfeni. Hashem's name is va, and then doi. We do not have an aleph sound in this word of Hashem's name. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Darkecha has the Oilev Yoirei, the major hefsek. And Pasuk Yud Beis, Al Titneini. It is not Al Titneini, Al Titneini. There's a dogesh in the second tuf. There is a letter missing. The sherish of the word is Nosoin, Nun Sof Nun. We do not say Tintneini. So therefore, the tuf gets a dogesh, which causes it to be a shivono. Al titineni benefesh tzoroi. Ki komu is mil'el komu vi eide sheker. Eide sheker is connected with a makof, a small line, and therefore we treat it as one word. And since we treat it as one word, there is a meseg after the ayin, and we say Eidei Sheker. Eidei, the meseg, signifies a minor pause. Eidei Sheker. And the last pasuk, Lulei Hemanti, no comment, except for, you can go to that Ma'am Chazal of Brochis Daf Dalid, which I already spoke about. And the final pasuk, Yudalid Kavei El Hashem. Hashem is the major hefsek, the oile v'yoreid, kaveh el Hashem, chazak v'yameitz libecha, v'kaveh el Hashem.